Boker Tov, Chav Zayin, Ma'achez, Van, Siman Yud Ches, from Seif Tezvav all the way to the end. Seif Tezvav teaches us that Maise, when a person is davening and he gets to Lekai Netzol, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the best thing to do is to say Yul Ratzon already from the first time, meaning before you start to Lekai Netzol, and then after you finish Lekai Netzol, to say again Yul Ratzon Weifiv, which is an amazing prayer. Atfila Hashem, please, my word should be find favor in your eyes. Now, once a person says it, l'kayin etzol, the kitzur is a mechadish that a person can answer amen to any bracha. The minig is not so. The poskim, the achronim say that really it's similar to holding in Kriyat Shema and the brachas of Kriyat Shema like we learned. So it's really answering to kadosh, 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 and the main parts of kaddish. There is a beautiful minig to say a pasuk from Tanakh that starts with a letter from your name and ends with a letter from your name, and you have it already in the art scrolls and in the Siddurim. See, if the Zayin teaches us, if a person started Shemoneh Esrei and he didn't feel that he has to go to the bathroom, and then he's davening and he has to go to the bathroom, even if a person reaches a stage where there's what's called Bata Shaktsu, and really, technically speaking, he should not be davening, he could finish davening Shemoneh Esrei. But if a person wants to go to the bathroom, he could go to the bathroom. And then he comes back and he davens. And if he delays in the bathroom so long, the amount of time that it takes him to daven Shemoneh Esrei, which is an average, I think, of 5 minutes, Bazman Hazeh, maybe even less, so then he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The Kitzur doesn't speak about if a person had a little bit of a sense of needing to go to the bathroom, and then he ended up really going to the bathroom. The Maisa, I think, Bazman is the one could be Meiko. If a person finishes HaMevorech Es Yisrael B'Shalom, then for sure at that point, really, he could go to the bathroom and then, like we said, come back and say L'Kai Nitzol. See if you'd sign, if a person feels like he's about to pass gas. So the halacha is very interesting. If he's davening at home and he can't hold himself back from passing gas, so he should go step back 4 amos, that means about 6 feet, or to the sides according to the Kitzur. Other Achorim say, don't only go to the back, not to the side. And then he passes gas and he waits until the smell passes away. He goes back to the place where he was davening and he says, in most amazing tefillah, Ribon Olamim, Master of the World, Yitzatanu, Nekavim, Nekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Gol, Yadu, Chelpasenu, Chlimasenu, Chelpo, Chlima, Bechayenu, Ribon, Vetulam, Masenu, which means a person recognizes his frailty and he goes back. And really, it's somewhat of an, so to speak, an apologetic tefillah. Hashem, please forgive us for our physical, I would say, like the Kitzur says, like the article translates so beautifully, our frailty, our weakness. Now, if a person's in shul, he does not step back because he's probably embarrassed to do so. So therefore, he doesn't say this Yiratzan. And since he didn't really go through this embarrassment, so he doesn't have to say the Ribon Olamim. However, Mishnah Berurah already says, Kedai to be Meharel, to think about this. Next halacha. A person is sitting next to someone that's davening. One should not do so for the following reason. It looks like the Mishnah Berurah says he's not being mekabel ol malchut shamayim like this person that's davening. So this happens many times in shul where a person is sitting. It could be drinking soup like in the heimish places, or he could be even learning. The halacha is that within 6 feet of someone that's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he should not be sitting there. And especially if it's lefanav, he's sitting in front of him. As we'll see, that's much worse. If a person is oisek, is busy with also sidrei tefillah, meaning different davenings, Mishnah Berurah is even saying Pirkei Avos, Elokei and Shabbos, so there's more reason to be meiko. And some are meiko even if a person is learning Torah with his mouth, so it's clear that he's not rejecting what this person that's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, Yored Var Hashem, someone that fears Hashem's words, will not sit in front of him, of a person davening, even Kimla Eina, that means as long as he could see him. And this is for a different reason, because it looks like he's bowing down to him. But behind him, or to his sides, one does not have to be makpid. And lastly, if a person is standing, there's definitely no problem. If a person is weak, you do not have to be meicher. It's clear and recognizable that the reason why he's not getting up is because he is weak. If a person is sitting and then someone else comes, it's called babi gvuloi, and he starts davening. So if it's not a shul, so the halacha is that the person that was sitting there before does not have to get up. Is this applies specifically where he is not in front of the person that's davening. If he's in front of the person that's davening, Midas Chasidus is to stand. However, and this is the way it's a very common shaila, a person is in shul, and the shul is a place that's designated for continuous minyanim. So then a person has to get up, unless it's not necessarily the time of tefillah. That's where there is some debate as to the rights. But of course, in all these cases, it's best to stand, and this way you avoid all the problems. Here's another interesting halacha. If a person is davening shmonesi, you're not allowed to walk in front of them. But for some reason, this became very lax. People just simply don't know these halachas, and you'll see how powerful it is. The Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim explain. One of the reasons is because you're disrupting the person davening, or because when a person walks in front of another person that's davening, he's actually interrupting, creating a partition between the person that's davening and the Shekhinah. Which means there's an amazing thing here. There's a bin adam l'chaver and a bin adam l'makom. Bin adam l'chaver is you're disrupting his tefillah. Bin adam l'makom is the fact you recognize actually that this person has the Shekhinah that he's right in front of him. If a person finished his davening shmonesa and there's someone behind him that's davening shmonesa, he can't step back based on what we just said. To pass on the side or behind a person is not a problem. However, fascinating Zohar HaKadosh, it says, no, even to the side and even to the back is a problem within 6 feet. And the reason is because this person has a sphere of, like the Piskechuva says, Atmas Kodesh, he creates a holy groundwork around himself. Meaning to say that we recognize what power a person has when he's davening. If a person has a tzorich mitzvah, or he has to go to the bathroom, there's a tzitz Eliezer I saw many years ago, that speaks of if a person is davening by the koisel and he has to go to the bathroom. So therefore he makes a whole cheshbon, a very interesting cheshbon, why it's okay to go. And certainly if a person is going to be in trouble if he doesn't go physically. Lastly, if a person is shikr, it's usur to daven. If he can't be medabil, that means he wouldn't be able to have a normal conversation with an honorable person. If he did daven, it's philosophy is to Avos, it's definitely not worth davening. Purim is a whole interesting shaila. When we get to Purim, we'll discuss that. If a person was shikr and he waited, which he was supposed to, and the zman tefillah passes, he can make up the tefillah in the next tefillah. That means if he didn't daven shachas because he was shikr, you daven two shmonesos when it comes to mincha. Mishnah Berurah says it's only if he didn't drink right before the zman tefillah, because then he was considered a poshea. Have a beautiful day.